She gave me a CD of Tom Schultz playing it, and I couldn't tell at all the end of the piece because I was listening to it on the car radio system and it wasn't reading what piece was which. And so I thought, that must be a different piece. That chorale must be a completely different piece than this other thing that's been going on, because it's very, very unexpected, that ending. It's so beautiful. But after you get to know the piece, you realize it does very much tie into the beginning. Motivic figure at the beginning, that one kind of gesture, I think, ties everything in from beginning to end. And it's interesting because she doesn't use really Korean folk music so much in her music, in her piano music. The other piano music is much more kind of abstract. I think she's had a series of Rain studies.
Yeah, I've heard some of them. I heard Tom play something that was really quite different from the stylistically.
I think we heard that together at the Other Minds Festival.
That's
in
right.
San Francisco.
You're right.
Right, and it was very, very different. But he's a fabulous pianist, and there's a tape of him playing this and one of Yuji Takahashi playing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you do that's different than them?
What do I do that's different?
is that a loaded question?
Right, it's a loaded question. Yuji Takahashi takes lots and lots of freedom. I want to connect one to the other more, the different sections, and show how they connect to each other.
Does the composer give you that leeway?
Well, on this program, I worked a lot with Quay and a lot with Evan, of course, because I commissioned those pieces. But Hyoshin Na never really wanted to meet. She said, well, you can play the piece for me, but I won't really have anything to say. I just want to hear how you play it yourself. And I still haven't played it for her, but I wish she could come to this concert. That would be so nice. But she lives in San Francisco with Tom. But it does have parts that are kind of echoes of Korean folk music. I think in the part with the grace notes sounds like some sort of Korean string instrument. And she works with traditional instruments a lot in combination with Western instruments. I think there was a piece on that program that had a woman playing a Korean instrument.